There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for the Hour of Power. Michael Harris has been lifting weights. He's so strong, it's amazing. His body and his mind are raring to go with what you need to know, the facts, if you will, about the charts from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. The home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's all about talk and news talk stories for the week. The 10 through number 1 positions Michael's going to outline for us. Tell us about the people that are on the minds of lots of folks who are engaged in listening to the talk format. So, Michael, shall we begin the dance?
Doug.
Yes.
And away we go, I guess. Another interesting week in the world of talk radio. And as we come through into the second half of February 2015, we have at number 10 NBA and NHL action. Not as fervent as when baseball and football are in season, but there are people that talk about it. At number 9, we have Sunday's Academy Awards, and we have the 50 Shades of Grey film that everybody's talking about. Ooh. And then we...
Did you go see it? Did you and Bernadette, your wife, go see it?
No.
No. She's not interested? You're not interested?
I'm not interested. We're into hardcore porn. What are you kidding me?
Okay. Instead of soft porn, it's hardcore. Good for you.
The soft core porn stuff that they show in movie theaters? What are you kidding?
Who needs that?
In all seriousness, I hear the movie is disappointing those who are expecting to be titillated intellectually and physically.
Yeah, nothing going on there.
Yeah, number eight. Well, you know, you and I could talk for an hour about the role of this kind of thing in today's society with the Internet and pornography being the biggest business, even bigger than the NFL. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand what turns people on in today's world unless your head's under a rock. At number eight, we have Ukraine tensions. At number 7, the Brian Williams case is still being talked about. At number 6, actually it's the most talked about topic, but we don't realize it. The frigid weather, the snowy winter weather, terrible. And it's people talk about it. At number 5, the cost of Obamacare and new Obama approval ratings. We have European anti-Semitism rearing its head again at number 4. At number 3, lots of politics, 2016 presidential prospects and jockeying. At number 2, the court story of Obama amnesty order. The court stay, rather, I'm sorry, of the Obama amnesty order. And number 1, the battle against ISIS and the Islam criticism controversy. So ISIS and discussion of Islam and its role... and its complicated role in the world at number 1. The people we're talking about on talk radio at number 10, Kayla Mueller, John Stewart at 9, Vladimir Putin at 8, at number 7, Brian Williams, at number 6, John Boehner and Mitch McConnell, Hillary and Elizabeth at number 5, Elizabeth Warren, for those who are not familiar, Jeb Bush at 4, Scott Walker at 3, Rudy Giuliani with his mouth and his opinions, making it to number 2, and number 1, Barack Obama. And that's a pretty good snapshot of this past week in News Talk Radio. A
couple of items to go back to in terms of your explanation. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio, and what's going on. The only two games in town at the moment are basketball and hockey, although the pitchers have reported, I think this weekend, regular team players are back, so they'll start with the exhibition season next week. That's always kind of fun to get the chill off, especially when we go to the number 6 item this week, the winter weather. I have my own stories from the farm. Most people that listen to me on the radio know that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being, or I have been. I'm going to stop doing that because of the effects of the weather. It's basically ruined my farm. We have no place to put the snow. The animals, we have animals dying. We have animals, their feet are frozen. Their bags are frozen. It's 34 degrees. We put this program together this week, 34 below zero wind chill factor on the farm, and it just isn't sustainable. And these stories have been told back and forth. Schools can't open. We've had, in the town I live in Massachusetts, 5 days of school this month. I mean, there are all kinds of, this is, as you said, the most, really, the most talked about item for much, if not most of the country, whether you're looking from the inside out or from the outside in, it is a dramatic reality. And people will say it's global warming. People say it's just the way the planet's working. Things are changing. And but whatever it is, it's pretty damned uncomfortable and unpleasant to be living in and around. And another week in store for the cold weather anyway, and then it looks like there's going to be a break. But this has been going on now for almost 2 months,
yes.
And the toll that it's taken on people, I will tell you as an individual, the old seasonal adjusted disorder, depression, I think I said something about this to you last week.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that are getting a lot of treatment, and I know when we talked to our friend Dr. Joy Brown this week on the Good Day program, this is the subject, he's been the subject past couple of weeks. How do you get beyond it? How do you work your way through the psychological impact of being homebound when we're not used to it? I mean, if you went back 200 years ago, this is the way winters were, and everybody hunkered down. They got into the cabin. They had their candles. They had the wood, and they had whatever supplies they grew through the year, and that's how they lived. We aren't prepared to do that. We aren't in our life, the way we live it, we're not prepared to stay in. We can't seem to stay in. So what happens when we have to stay in? Go bananas.
Yeah, no, it is true. A lot of people are suffering from psychological effects of this.
Yep.
Also, it's cold all the way down south. I mean, the whole East Coast is freezing.
Yeah.
And there are temperatures in Florida in the 30s. In the Carolinas, there's freezing. In Virginia, there's snow.
Yeah.
So this is a large issue that's affecting life in the United States.
Business is, here are these restaurant guys. They're about, if you don't have deep pockets and you got a month of this, you got a problem.
It has affected the economy for sure.
Oh,
a number of business people I've talked to have said that their businesses have seen a marked drop off in business in the Northeast. Now I've been bouncing up and back between South Florida and New England, so I've been seeing different angles on all this.
Yep.
I have not gone west or to the Midwest during the last 2 months. So
I have, and I will tell you, when I drove cross country and got here to California last weekend, I just beat the weather. It turned a little chilly, but it wasn't bad. But this past week, from Texas, we can pretty much do a line from the Rockies, Mason-Dixon line, then down through the Midwest, all the way down through Texas, and then across to Atlanta and into Florida, as you suggested. It was a friend of mine told me it was 34 yesterday.
Yeah.
In the morning, there were freeze problems with the orange groves, the usual stuff that happens when it gets cold like this. It hasn't been cold like this down there, I think, since 2006 or something like that. So
I once went on a vacation, a winter vacation, to the Tampa area, to St. Pete Beach, which is beautiful.
It is
in
neat.
The winter.
Yeah.
And it was in the 30s.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than going to Florida for a winter vacation and having the temperature never go above 40. people think that, California, Florida, all these places are always warm.
Uh-uh.
I can't tell you how many vacations have been ruined.
Yeah,
because these tropical or semi-tropical places don't have the same level of facilities for vacation fun when it's cold that a cold place does.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, that's why the ski lodges have complained because they have too much snow.
Too much,
New Hampshire and Vermont, Maine, some of these places, Massachusetts, they've had to close down because, A, nobody could get to them, and, B, when they got there, there was so much snow that they really couldn't get around in it.
Right.
So it's been
meantime, you brought up something, just to switch the topic quickly, you brought up something before about what I brought it up, and then you elaborated on it. What are people really talking about? Because what we do here is we're going through the top 10 people and subjects on news talk radio.
Right.
But at Talkers, we've done some studies of what is small talk? What is water cooler talk? What do people talk about when they run into each other and they're making idle chat?
Mm-hmm.
And we have found the number one topic is the weather.
Yeah.
People talk about the weather. Do you know what the number two topic is?
No.
Computers.
Really?
Yeah, computers. People are obsessed with talking about computers. Now, when I say computers, I include social media, Facebook, Twitter, the latest iPhone, the latest technology. This is a major icebreaker. And it's also a major vent. People obsess about these things, and they talk about it. Number three, sports. Yeah. People talk about sports. And so if you wonder, like, you know, what are people talking about in elevators or, you know, in, when they meet each other at a cocktail party and they have to make small chat, or the icebreaker talk that you talk before you get into the business discussion, and it's always the weather, and then it's computers, and then it's sports, and then it's on to business if there's business.
Small talk on the countdown. Michael and I continue in a moment here.
Talia Soti, the queen of Latin pop and multi-talented artist, is launching a debut fashion collection that captures her passion, charisma, and style. Available exclusively at Macy's, the collection empowers women to live the life they love.
I just love this collection because it fits all women. Form-fitting, bright colors, sexy prints. It has a little bit of everything. Clothing, accessories, shoes. Everything is happy. Everything is smart.
Talia delivered a transitional collection for her fans' dynamic lifestyles.
Why? Because we're active all the time, working, taking care of the kids, the family, but at the same time, we like to have fun. So it's important for me to have this transition from morning to evening. You just lose your hair, put a little lipstick, and that dress makes the transition for the night. The prices are incredible. And on top of all, it's in 300 Macy's around the nation.
Visit Macy's.com/Talia.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
You may be eating more seafood during Lent, but is it enough? Dietary guidelines recommend 2 servings a week, though most Americans fall short of this goal. Registered dietitian Dr. Wendy Bazillion offers simple tips for making flavorful seafood at home during Lent and year-round.
The key to eating more seafood at home is making it taste great. Spices and herbs make good-for-you proteins like salmon, tilapia, and shrimp even more enjoyable. Use seasoning blends to simplify meal prep and make tasty, family-pleasing dinners. On salmon, try a salt-free blend like McCormick Perfect Pinch Fiesta Citrus Seasoning. With all that flavor, you won't miss the salt. Or bake fish in a foil packet to lock in the moisture. Brush lemon juice mixed with Italian seasoning and black pepper onto a mild white fish like cod or tilapia. Add colorful chopped veggies for a full meal with easy cleanup.
For these recipes and more, visit McCormick.com or find McCormick Spice on Facebook and Pinterest.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with the charts and the overview of the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. In the sports world, a lot of people talking about that employee of the NFL that was fired after selling footballs involved in the Deflategate controversy. I find those sorts of things to be, I don't know if compelling is the right word, but it's interesting that people are so foolish they think they can get away. Everybody's watching everybody. And that's one of the other things in the small talk department. You know, people talk about what they see, what they hear. Hey, did you see that image on YouTube and that sort of thing? I suppose that goes back to computers.
That goes to computers, yeah. But now you're talking about the fourth topic, celebrity gossip.
Gossip. Do you gossip? Are you a gossiper? Do you think you gossip?
I love gossiping.
Really? And what do you gossip about?
I never gossip about anybody that, you know, who trusts me to keep their secrets. But I like to what we call in Brooklyn, yent. And yent. I like to gossip about celebrities and things. Yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah, it is. Yent. That's not related to yentl. I guess, well, maybe it is. We'll find out in a few moments. Michael Harrison is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, overviewing the charts of the week of February 16th to 20th here on the Countdown.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the stories, the topics, the issues, and the small... When you have the Talkers Convention in June in New York, I wonder if we should have a panel on small talk. What do you think?
All the small talk goes on in the cocktail parties and at lunch. I don't know, because I don't know whether or not people want to hear small talk in the media.
Really?
And I don't know if celebrity
gossip. Well,
gossip
is something,
talk.
One of the biggest things that people are interested in, it would seem.
When you say small talk, I'm thinking of just meaningless talk that people are annoyed by.
Well, that too.
Let's talk about gossip and celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
There is a question as to whether or not traditional news talk radio doesn't engage in that enough. You have to understand that talk radio is more than the kind of radio you hear on stations such as the ones we're being listened to on now. There are all of these talk shows on music stations in the morning where they don't play records, or they play very few records and they talk a lot.
Yeah.
And the dominant topic on those are small talk.
Yeah.
Gossip. Celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
You know, the top of the list would be, you know, Kim Kardashian would be
Did you see that dress she was wearing? You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
You know, right. Where Barack Obama is, or Hillary, or all these people that are the stars of this format, there's a whole different set of stars.
Bill Clinton is on that format. Private plane to the island that nobody speaks of, you know, that kind of stuff.
You know what the trade whisper. Publications are in that field? People Magazine, the E! Channel, the E! Show, the, you know, that other one, TMZ or J.
TMZ, TMZ. Open your mouth and smile. Oh, no, TMZ problem over there. At TMZ. There are even, here in Los Angeles, there are now tour buses, the TMZ tour bus, which takes people around, not necessarily to the stars' homes, but to where there have been gaffes. This is what happened to this guy, this is... You know, this is where this guy died, or you know, something like that. That people are fascinated with this strange sense of death or destruction when something bad happens to people. That's a fascination for folks.
So these are all part of the bigger world, you know. But I don't know. I think that the format that we're talking about here, the news talk format, the one that deals in current events, politics, civics, public policy, a little bit of sports, a little bit of sociology, a little bit of gossip that ties into something that's more serious, such as Brian Williams.
Yeah.
I think this is a pretty good format, and I don't think it should be tampered with. You and I have talked about, you know, the role of politics in it and whether there's too much or too little. But I think that, by and large, this is one of the most successful formats in the history of radio,
yeah.
And I think it's got lots and lots of years ahead of it, don't you?
Well, yeah, of course I do. That I say that wishfully or self-servingly because I want to be on the radio for many years to come, and I want you to be here. I remember I'm thinking about a piece. Let's go back to the 70s when Bob Hope and John Wayne were doing a special on ABC. That's how well I remember this. And they were both, you know, Bob Hope was about 10 years older than John Wayne, I think. But they were talking about their health and wishing each other well. And Bob Hope said to John Wayne, "May you live forever." And Wayne's comment back to Bob Hope was, "And may the last voice I hear be yours." And I always, for some reason or another, that has stuck. Imagine that. That was 40 years ago on television. I even remember the network that they were on and how it, but it, now that I think about it.
That's a fascinating thing. Moments, when you think about not knowing what the heck we did yesterday,
yeah.
Moments that stay ingrained in your brain for decades or for a lifetime, yeah. Those are wonderful moments. And that's a great thing that you just told us.
You know, I want to, speaking of things you don't remember, I want to talk about Mary Lou Henner and how she's doing as a radio talk show host. She's come around, and I think it's very, very interesting to see how she is dealing with what people's interests are. So that, as we continue our focus on the world of talk radio, news talk radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal standard and long-term storage products, or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry. Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the overview of the charts, the stories, the people for the week of February 16th to 20th, 2015. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, along with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Each week we have a conversation about conversation. And I promised that we'd dig around into the success of Mary Lou Henner, who when I first heard that she was going to do a radio talk program, I thought, how interesting, what's she going to do? How she has a broad background as an actress. Most people know her or who have known of her story know that she has a memory that is impossible to shake. She remembered when I saw her on the floor of a food show in San Diego a couple of years ago. She walked over to me and she said, "You're Doug Steffen, the radio guy." And I was on your program on July 1st or whenever the heck it was. It is amazing. But I've not heard her radio program, Michael, and I'm wondering what she's doing. She's very visible now in a lot of radio events, and she's adding stations. So what is her approach? I mean, there are a lot of unique people doing podcasts and some radio shows, but because the television show Unforgettable with Poppy Montgomery was created by her around her ability to remember everything, how does that work as a conversation tool on a talk radio program?
That means that you don't have to use Google.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to use Google while you're on the air.
No computers necessary. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. So many people sound smart because they're very nimble with their use of the computer to pick up knowledge. And the sports guys have it actually pumped right into their ears by the producers constantly.
Do they really?
All of a sudden the guy's telling you the guy's batting average, telling you about how well he hits when the sun is shining versus when there's clouds. You know, all kinds of things. He used to be on the Chicago Cubs. Before that, he was on the New York Mets for years. You think these guys walk around with that knowledge? Mm-hmm. There's, you know, people pumping it into them. Maybe Mary Lou Henner has an artificial implant in her head and somebody's telling her. Or maybe she has a shtick where she just takes down certain facts and then before she sees people, she throws them at them.
Are you being cynical now, or you think that you're being a little cynical.
I'm being a little silly, but I'm always skeptical of anyone who claims superhuman powers.
See, that's the difference between you and me. I fall for that stuff hook, line, and sinker, kind of like the way I fall for women in their stories sometimes. It's because maybe you want to...
Well, we all want to believe. Want to believe in magic.
Yeah,
we want to believe in Santa Claus. When I was a kid, I was devastated when I found out there was no Santa Claus because I loved the magic of it.
Yeah.
I was a fan of Superman. We love magic. Magic is, you know, it even permeates into, and I'll say this with great risk, into religion.
Yeah.
We all are wired to want to believe there's something beyond our understanding that exists in the universe, and that we hope it's good, bad.
We don't understand much of anything. We think we're so smart, but we aren't. We're not that bright at all. We are foolish.
Of course.
In the way, I mean, look at the way we take care of ourselves. We smoke, we drink, we do things in our lives that are crazy. We spend our time with people who waste our time. It's incredible for supposedly being at the top of the food chain, or at least that's what we like to pride ourselves with. We're really not that smart. Look at all of the problems we have. If we were that smart, we wouldn't have problems in the world, and then there would be no News Talk Radio because there'd be nothing to talk about.
And we don't even know that we're the top of the food chain. We think we're the smartest. We don't know. We don't really know.
When you listen to Rush Limbaugh talk about how, you know, the animals are subservient to us and we're the king, you know, that kind of stuff.
They've just done some studies on green bacteria that do photosynthesis without sunlight, and they figured out that these green bacteria are engaging in quantum calculations in order to be able to create sustenance for themselves without sunlight. That the bacteria are doing quantum calculations.
They're developing. They're able to what's the word? Not exist, but adapt to what the environment is. Yeah.
We don't know what intelligence really is. We don't know that. We only know that we think animals are not intelligent because they don't do the same things we do. They're not interested in what we do.
Uh-uh.
We think our interests are the result of intelligence, and intelligence is measured by how you can conduct yourself within those interests.
Well, I think that we've had some, if you look back over the Industrial Revolution, I had some time on my program, the Good Day program this past week, that in which I devoted 10-15 minutes to talking about the inventions, the things that people have come up with using their imagination, and how it has been wonderful for us to see and study and map the progress of people who weren't overnight sensations. It took 1,000 light bulbs, or it took years and years to put the assembly line together, or how did we figure, who was the guy who figured out that you could put water into a tub and put wheels under it, put it on a rail, and cook it, and it would provide you with enough energy to haul a bunch of cars up and down the railroad tracks. How do we come up with this stuff? I mean, I think that's the other side of the tribute to man's brain.
We're very inventive.
Yes.
We're very inventive. We're a technologically oriented species.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that other creatures in the universe don't have intelligence or are not plugged into some type of conscious connection that we don't even understand. We don't know more than we do know. That's a fact.
Knowing more than, what do we know and what do we not know? We'll pause for a moment here. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the countdown.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
For deals on the latest hardwood flooring trends, get to Lumber Liquidators. Don't settle for the stuff at the big box stores. We've got all the hottest flooring styles for less, like the timeless look of real oak. This week, get pre-finished oak hardwood for less than you'd pay for laminate at other stores. Now, it's an incredible 99 cents. Or get 3/4 inch solid pre-finished red oak for $2.59. Plus, it's your last chance to save $500 on Bellawood. Get deals on bamboo, laminates, and more from 49 cents. And special financing. Don't miss this season's hottest hardwood deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance, which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Talia Soti, the queen of Latin pop and multi-talented artist, is launching a debut fashion collection that captures her passion, charisma, and style. Available exclusively at Macy's, the collection empowers women to live the life they love.
I just love this collection because it fits all women. Form-fitting, bright colors, sexy prints. It has a little bit of everything. Clothing, accessories, shoes. Everything is happy. Everything is smart.
Talia delivered a transitional collection for her fans' dynamic lifestyles.
Why? Because we're active all the time, working, taking care of the kids, the family, but at the same time we like to have fun. So it's important for me to have this transition from morning to evening. You just lose your hair, put a little lipstick, and that dress makes the transition for the night. The prices are incredible. And on top of all, it's in 300 Macy's around the nation.
Visit Macy's.com/Talia.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen back with the review of what's going on conversation here, our conversation about conversation. So the number... number 7 this week, the Brian Williams case on the countdown. I think it was number 7, if I remember correctly. Let me look at my sheet and make sure. Yeah, it was 7. I'm brought around to another example of sort of gotcha. This is the gotcha mentality, gotcha media. The report that Bill O'Reilly now, at least the people who are his detractors like Mother Jones, they have done a study into what Bill O'Reilly says. And they say he appears to have told false stories about his time reporting in the war zone, the Falklands War, when he was still working for CBS in 1982. O'Reilly's on-air claims, so says Mother Jones, are not supported by his own memoir or the recollection of other CBS employees. He claimed he acted heroically in a war zone that he never set foot in.
Don't get me started.
No, go ahead. I want to get you started.
If we do psychological evaluations of everybody who claims things, we'll find that we're an entire species of liars, exaggerators, delusional. Many of us believe our own lies.
Yeah.
And we live in a culture, in a media culture that encourages its participants to spin and to exaggerate. We have to do a huge evaluation before we can start pointing the finger at people with whom we disagree politically or are jealous of as being perpetrators of lies, when in fact lies are all around us.
Well, you know, that's a big thing because and I'm not going to get too personal here, but I want to, there are vulnerabilities that we all have. I have, because of my living, been prone in my life to tell stories, to embellish myself. Not necessarily about accomplishments, but about things that are going on. And I wonder, with what you just said, if I can bring in a little bit of a personal reference here, because I think it's what some people suffer isn't probably the right word, but endure when it comes to their own personal relationships. When somebody that you love catches you telling something that may not be 100% accurate. It isn't, is it not true? Is it a lie? And when you look at O'Reilly and Williams and the standards that they're supposed to have for the jobs that they have, I mean, think about it for a second. How many of us go through life trying to impress somebody else and build up a story or embellish it? Or maybe there's something that happened that you're a little embarrassed about and you don't really tell 100% of the truth.
How about resumes? How about every business transaction, every job interview? How about resumes? Do you think that people are completely accurate about their resumes?
No, not at all. But I think that it boils over into the people who often accuse you of not telling the truth are guilty of that themselves, and that may be how. I mean, I think mirroring is a wonderful, this would be another great topic for a conversation with Dr. Joy Brown, what it is when people mirror the thoughts or the patterns of the people they're closest to. And I think that happens, frankly, in a lot of close relationships. You're drawn together because you are the same. I don't buy opposites attract, never have. I think you're attracted to people, or at least I have been in my life, who are like me to a point, and the more mature I get, I think the more I'm attracting people who are very similar to me into my life. And so when there's a problem with an accurate story, I look at this person and say, all right, if you're so focused on my stories, what about your stories? And it turns out that oftentimes the other half will say things that they're really not true. You know, whatever it is, you can come up with 100 different examples of it. But I think we all embellish on things, or we all want our partners to feel better sometimes, and we say things that aren't really, we don't really feel or really mean. But, you know, where do you draw the line? What's the truth? What's a semi-truth? What isn't true? And even what's a lie? And that's all, it's so subjective, Michael. It's not objective at all.
And there are variations. I mean, that's why we have in law different degrees of murder, first degree, second degree, third degree. And, you know, that's why we have the term little white lies, mm-hmm. or the word fib.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, there are lies. A lot of it has to do with the intention. Yeah. What's the spirit of it? Is it is it meant to deceive? Is it meant to deceive for a purpose that is going to hurt the person being deceived? Or is it meant to alleviate somebody being embarrassed or have pain?
Yeah.
Oh, you look good in that dress. You know, that type of thing. Is that a lie? Should you, you know... If you go around telling everybody every truth, you could be, that could be very destructive. Mm-hmm. So hypocrisy and fibbing are sort of a grease that keeps the gears going, but it's still grease. And it comes down to the abstract intelligence required to understand the purpose of it, the spirit of it, and the level of deceit. Think of the word deceit. To deceive is really what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Truths... Well, it's difficult. Quite often, because I'm a publisher and have been for years and years, people will call me a journalist. And every time anybody ever calls me a journalist, I say, I am not a journalist.
That's what people say. You know, I hear them talk about radio folks who do talk. And whenever anybody says that to me, I say, nope, I'm not a journalist. I'm a conversationalist. This is not about journalism. Don't, you know, they have this haughty sort of impression of journalists or people who are from out of the country. I remember when I've traveled around the world a lot, and the people, when they think that what we're doing has merit. We're here to fill time and space, folks. That's
well, if you call yourself a journalist,
I don't.
You really adhere to it. Not you. Not you. Yeah. I say if one calls themselves a journalist, they better adhere to the tenets of journalism.
Yeah.
And that's what the whole Brian Williams thing is about.
Yep, and it really is a shame because the whole thing is, but he can never come back. It's 6 months.
Not to that. He'll come back to something.
Yeah, he'll come back to something, but not to doing the nightly news because they'd have to go through all of this all over again, and they'd keep going through it. So, you know, next week I think the headline's going to be Lester Holt gets the job or something. Can he handle it? Yada, yada, yada. We'll find out. Because that's next week on the Talk Radio Roundup, the News Talk Radio World, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com to see the stories, to hear the audio, get the video. It's really very cool to see all the work that Michael is doing. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time now for our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor and bon vivant, professor of law, expert on legal matters, here to comment on some of the things that are in the charts from Talkers Magazine, the overview of the top 10 topics. A couple of them jump out at us, Steve. The court stay of the Obama amnesty order. How does that work and where does it go? And will it, in fact, slow down? Does it kill it? Does it slow down for months? What happens?
Yeah, you know, this is one where the headline seems a lot more serious than the actual 123-page court opinion that was, you know, very, very carefully written by Judge Andrew Hannon. You know, the headline said the Obama immigration plan is halted by a judge. What happened is you start out with President Obama making an executive order in regard to the prioritizing of actions of various federal agencies. So in making rules to enforce this order, the Department of Homeland Security, they published their rules, but they're supposed to allow a certain time for public comment on these rules before they're implemented, and they didn't do that. So that is where the judge very properly, very appropriately said, you cannot follow this executive order until the rules are in place, and the rules need to provide for a period of time of public comment. Doesn't mean that the public going to be able to vote on it, but they certainly can comment before the Department of Homeland Security makes these rules. So what you're talking about is, yes, a delay, and probably a delay of some matter of months. But that's all it is, unless Congress, and I doubt that's going to happen, steps in and actually passes legislation that can survive a veto.
All right. So That's the big question, isn't it? The $64 question is, how do you get things passed to survive a veto, which is 67? You got to have 67 votes in the Senate to get it beyond the veto, right? Isn't that how that works?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Number five this week on our list of hot stories from talkers, the tax benefits or whatever, the cost of Obamacare now under scrutiny, and the tax benefits seem to be melting, evaporating. That's not explained well in the law. People, again, not understanding what the law really says. And every day we seem to find new and different interpretations as to how this law applies. But is there action here when people feel like they were promised tax benefits and other benefits that aren't really showing up? In fact, it's going the other way. It's costing people hundreds, if not thousands of dollars more for this coverage than was supposed to be the case.
The program is so complicated, and you know, part of the program really goes back. You actually go back to the days of Franklin Roosevelt, and when they somehow started the idea of companies primarily providing health insurance. That's something that isn't done around the world. So now we've got this mix of the government getting involved with private individuals, with private insurers, and with companies. And yeah, I do think the estimations they made, you know, that's where, was it an estimate or a promise, a binding promise to the American public about certain benefits they would get that didn't turn out to be so? They're not really actionable, but it's a complex plan that wasn't explained very well. And, you know, frankly, it hasn't turned out as they had hoped. For many people, they are getting coverage that they never would have gotten before. But it was probably somewhat overpromised.
At what cost is it coming?
Yeah, and that's the question.
Seth Wiseman is also the legal editor at Talkers Magazine, and he writes this week about the problems of payola, which many of us thought went down the drain with the music radio, but that's not necessarily the case, as the former governor of Connecticut found out the hard way, right?
Yeah, what's happened is, what's kind of interesting here is, you know, payola, we all thought of it, this was the record companies that were paying money to get records played, and this was a big issue in the 50s and 60s. But it also applies to any content, including talk content, if it is put out, say, as a news show when in fact it's a glorified infomercial commercial. You just have to inform the public when something is content that's paid for that it has been paid for.
Yeah. And that's something that is readily doable. It's easy to do, but some people they think they're above it or they don't think it's necessary, but it's one of the things the FCC is pretty sticklish on. So, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, law degree from Boston College. He teaches at Babson, been on the radio, does a lot of things that are good for people in terms of his website, scamaside.com. There are tons of scams, new every week. There's always a way for you to get ripped off. So find out how Steve advises you to protect yourself at scamaside.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.